This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Denver's Stapleton neighborhood will change its name. The community association there announced the switch after weeks of demonstrations against racism and a day after Denver School Board member Tay Anderson vowed to protest in Stapleton if the name was not changed. The neighborhood currently shares its name with former Denver Mayor Benjamin Stapleton, who was a member of the Ku Klux Klan. Last year, property owners there voted down a name change. Colorado researchers will get more than $700,000 to study whether recent oil and gas reforms are leading to fairer outcomes for disadvantaged communities. Senate Bill 181 gave local governments more say over where wells go. Professor Desiree Crow is with the University of Colorado Denver. She says one goal is to see if more local control means better outcomes for low-income communities and people of color.
Who is actually being engaged and involved in those processes across communities? And is it different in different counties, in different municipalities, so that we can understand those eventual policy decisions that could lead to either better or worse outcomes for those communities?
CU Denver will team up with the Colorado School of Mines and the Colorado School of Public Health. Tourism officials have launched a new campaign that urges people who visit the state to practice safety measures and follow health guidelines. Colorado had previously discouraged travelers from visiting the mountains amid the COVID-19 pandemic, and officials fear that some smaller communities would not be able to respond to an outbreak of the virus. This is CPR News.